Online scammers are nothing new. From bad links to fake emails, fraudsters have many techniques to try and steal your money.
Yeah, one strategy the FBI is worried about are these romance scams. Investigative reporter Liz Crawford joins us now. So Liz, why is the FBI so focused on this?
Well, you know, for starters, the scammers are getting more sophisticated. Organized crime rings are often behind it. And the popularity of dating apps has given the criminals an easy in. Secondly, these scams not only rob people of their money, but often leave people heartbroken, depressed, and ashamed.
In her mid-40s, a workaholic with a PhD, Karina says she fell for a career-oriented guy named Evan last year, who she met on a dating site.
The connection got much deeper. We basically chatted for more extended periods of time.
She says the two talked about their careers and shared personal things about their lives.
He spent a lot of time getting to know me. Like I said, hours a day. This person became my confidant, my best friend. I was communicating with this person more than anyone else in my life at the time.
Evan's career? Finance. And after weeks of chatting, he gave her a path to pay off her student loans, investing in cryptocurrency. It required borrowing from her 401k.
Borrow money to make money, that seems weird. But he said this is how wealthy people do it all the time.
The crypto platform showed her money growing. Evan convinced her to invest more. She borrowed from friends, family, and took out a high-interest personal loan. But when Karina went to withdraw her earnings, she learned there was no money. There was no Evan.
I just broke down. I fell apart.
A total of $150,000 gone. Karina said she had spent 3 months communicating with this person she thought was Evan via text because he always had a good excuse for why he couldn't talk on the phone. Authorities say this is common.
I think the most damage comes as emotional damage to the victim themselves, because not only were they defrauded, but they were heartbroken often.
According to the FBI, last year, a total of 970 people across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware reported they were victimized in a romance scam, losing a total of $33.5 million. Experts say these numbers are likely grossly shy of the actual toll.
They may be embarrassed. They may be afraid to tell their friends or family.
They're going to tell you they love you.
Last month, the FBI held an educational event at a senior center in Browns Mills, New Jersey, in Burlington County. One of the topics, romance scams. Experts say baby boomers are often the target, but now so are other age groups. Kathy Waters co-founded Advocating Against Romance Scammers. She says she educates lawmakers and the public about the threat of fake romance online.
They like to love bomb you. They call you all these different, you know, sweetie, dear, babe. They're concerned about your health.
Karina now knows the photos Evan sent are stolen from someone else's Instagram account. She's moved back in with her mom and is trying to save money.
I think of them as terrorists.
Waters offers advice for people who suspect their loved one could be caught up in a romance scam.
The worst thing to do is to pass judgment, to make them feel stupid, because once these victims realize and they come out of it, they are their worst enemy.
In Karina's darkest moments after she realized she was scammed,
I was so embarrassed and I didn't want to tell my friends and family what had happened. And I thought it would be easier to just go away.
But instead, she said her loved ones have been supportive and helpful. She's sharing her experience to help others.
If it means putting my face out there, then that's what I have to do.
Now, many of the scammers are overseas, making it challenging for law enforcement to find them and recover people's money. The FBI agent I talked with said they are trying to work with other governments, but they have a long way to go.